And I'm going to introduce you to EFT Master Carol Look. And this is a very delightful kind of conference which is going to occur. So Carol Look is an author, an international workshop leader, a coach, an intuitive energy healer, and she is creator of her signature coaching method, the Yes Code. And Carol's known for combining her traditional training as a psychotherapist with clinical hypnosis and advanced applications of EFT. And out of this, she gets unprecedented results with her clients. So Carol uses her, actually it's laser-like focus, to coach clients to release their limiting beliefs and emotional conflicts about success so they can reach their maximum potential. And I will tell you, I would go on all day talking about Carol, but I think we want to get to a few other things. So, Carol, I want to say hello to you. I honestly appreciate your coming on the show and all the things that you do to make it delightful for people and instructive and wonderful. And I know hi there.
Hi, it's wonderful to be with you, and I always love your group of people and sharing with them. So thank you for the invitation.
Okay. You're welcome. Now, Carol, suppose we get down to brass tacks, as they say. Let's define chi so everyone knows exactly what we're talking about. I'd like you to do that if you could.
Yes, chi is literally life force energy. And most of your listeners, because of your pioneering work in EFT, have heard of that and know that that's what Chinese medicine calls it, qi, or ki, or prana. And it's this life force energy that all living things have moving through their body, mind, and spirit. So we all have qi, and think of it in terms of that animating life force that you can't do without. So that's a good starting point, I think, for everyone to feel it in them, know it, know that they have it, and just feel that they have this foundation of qi.
And they have to have, really, in order to continue to live and live in any success level at all.
Yes.
So,
yes.
What gets in the way of our having high qi, a wonderful, vibrant flow of qi?
Well, that's really what was the inspiration behind all of this work about high qi, is that there are so many things that get in our way. And I often tell people that we human beings, we're like a leaky bucket. So we're a bucket full of water, but we spring these little holes and leaks all around the bucket through four different reasons. So we might have a relationship with someone that's pretty good, but maybe they never listen to you. And so you spring a leak, meaning you're draining this life force energy out of you. Maybe you feel resentful and you can't say it, or you feel hurt and you don't feel like you can share it. So that might be one leak in this bucket of qi. And then maybe you've got cravings for really terrible junk food that's bad for you and clogs up your system. And so then you spring another leak because you can't stay away from it. So picture this bucket, and then your boss yells at you and you feel like a bad person instead of understanding that he or she is in a bad mood that day. So then you spring a little leak around your self-esteem. So we could go on and on talking about this. The point is, all these little, sometimes big, but often subtle and smaller things in our daily life cause us to leak out this life force energy. So we all have life force energy, but it depends on how much you're leaking, how much you're letting go, how much you're not preserving your own energy. So someone, I was talking to someone who does favors for everyone. So she is, you know, Wonder Mom to begin with her own family, and then she does a favor for everybody in the neighborhood. She has no more energy left, but she had to hit this wall and understand that being nice, in air quotes, and doing favors for everybody has drained her so much of chi that she's starting to get an underlying illness that they can't, of course, diagnose yet. It starts with pure exhaustion because she hasn't been using her life force energy for herself and for what she loves to do and for what she wants to do in her life. She's been giving it all away. So you can be the most generous person in the world and have the highest chi in the world, or you can be generous and be draining your chi. So those are just some examples in that picture of the leaky bucket I love, where we just keep letting go of it. We keep letting it leak out. We don't have high chi, high energy thoughts. What about that? How many of us have fearful thoughts during the day that go nowhere? They're not useful. We don't tap on them. We just let them sort of take over our mind. There's another example of where you might be leaking your life force energy.
Now, do you just want to make a distinction between the way we approach it and the way you approach it and the way you're going to be doing that today and acupuncture, for example, or acupressure? Of course, we're using a form of acupressure in EFT. So we're keying into that particular kind of intervention anyway. But we are approaching it differently. And we're approaching it as, what are the problems that drain the chi? Whereas acupuncture, for example, if someone went to it because they were exhausted, it could help them. But the point is, you can't go every day all the time to an acupuncturist. But you can, some of the methods that you're going to be showing us here that are EFT-based are going to be completely portable. They're yours. Yes. You can take them at any point. And I think that's really the crucial difference. I think you recognize that there are certain points on the skin which we tap and which affect the chi. And there's no doubt about it. And that's been proven over hundreds, I guess it's thousands of years. So
thousands of years, and then finally some of those research studies, Pat, that we've been waiting for in our lifetime, the last 20 years, are finally coming out to prove what EFT tapping does. So yes, those interventions, acupuncture, qigong, any of those movement meditations and tai chi, all of those help move your life force energy. But what could be simpler than picking up your hands and your fingertips and really addressing these challenges on your own body with your own self? So I'm not doing anything different than EFT, but the approach, what I'm targeting is, you know, it's similar, but it has just, let me back up a little bit, Pat. I got this idea in the middle of the night, high chi. And what I thought is, we keep, and it's not wrong, but we keep saying, let's do pain relief for someone. Someone comes in and they have arthritis in their knees. Mm-hmm. Someone comes in and they've had a trauma, a car accident, and we do trauma work. And that's all wonderful. But if we back up or take a larger view, like we really zoom out and get a bigger view of ourselves, every human being needs high chi. Every human being deserves to harness their energy and pull it back from a relationship that isn't going well and to help their thoughts that are negative, whereas not everybody needs pain control. Luckily, not everybody. So it's really going back to the foundation of human beings and saying, what makes us tick? Yeah, how did you get to the pain control or the trauma? We understand that happens in our lives, but let's go back to the basics. I just had a little nephew born in January. This little guy has, a million units of high chi. He hasn't bumped into too many things in life yet that have upset him. So let's go back to our life force energy and strengthen it, rebuild it, respect it, honor it, so that we have that vitality back at any age, with any condition, with any circumstances in our life. So instead of just thinking about, oh, you know, I need to work on my, you know, my fibromyalgia, or, oh, I need to work on the trauma that happened, we, you know, let's go back to the center. Our center is our chi. So let's go back there. So it's just, it's really an orientation, I would say, going back there instead of, you know, even my eyesight book or my abundance book. Let's go back to the main point in human life, and that's energy, vitality, presence, really being inside your body holistically, body, mind, and spirit, really being there, really being present, and not leaking your chi with worry or with concern about what happened last week or with not having dealt with the bills. That's what we do all day long. We leak.
Wonderful description. That's a wonderful description. And could you say a bit about the kind of results you've been noticing? Because you haven't been doing it that long, and you are noticing, I know, some differences between regular, wonderful EFT targeted for a problem and this kind, which is targeted to freeing the chi, to allowing it to flow with its own strength. And it's coming, the chi is coming into you. It is available. It is there if you don't block it. It's going to be available. And what happens, I know what happens to me as I've been using your new method. And what happens to me is generalized much more. It's like it takes over in all aspects of me. I just feel generally electrified. I mean, I can't tell you what experience I had with the module that you have that is called Chi for the Physical Body. Chi in your physical body. I thought it was superb because I was, by the end of just the listening to the one session, I considered that worth the whole, if I was buying it, it would be worth it to me for the whole package because it's so good. And I, by the time I was getting towards the end, I was moving in the most unusually free way. And I was sitting here. I got up at times, and I had to because I had so much extra energy. What am I going to do with it? I have to get up and move around and stretch and twist around. It felt so freeing. It felt like I was untangling a knot of some kind. And
well, that's a beautiful testimonial.
Well, it certainly is a testimonial, and it is the only one of your units, the only one of your sections here that worked for me. So many did that there was hardly anything. There's always a few things that you think, oh, that doesn't quite apply to me, and it doesn't quite apply to you, but it applies on some level. It frees you on some level as the old system of looking at borrowing benefits. You may not have the same issue that the person that you're following along with does, but you will gain because your unconscious will connect you up with your issue that is applicable. So I found that to be very, very true. So
I would say, again, it's not a new method. I'm using EFT, and my two partners, Rick Wilkes, who many of you know, and Leslie Velios, who's one of my top coaches in my program, we are doing EFT, but the orientation, the come from, is different. And a quick story that was so funny is that we spent the month of August coming up with times and doing the recordings, and one time there was an audio issue and we had to redo it. But we didn't talk to each other about, at the end of the seven modules and recording it over a few weeks, we didn't talk to each other about it. Leslie was running on vacation. I was running on vacation. Rick was busy. And it took a couple of weeks before we came back and said, by the way, just doing the recordings with each other, we all had this profound impact from it, which was so fun, a little bit like what you're saying, Pat, but we hadn't discussed it with each other. So it was really amusing and just delightful that we were all like, hey, that really did something to me. So it's not a new method. We are using EFT, but we're having that pullback effect, like that zooming out and saying, wait a minute, look at your chi now as your life force energy and not just let's fix the ankle pain and not just let's just do it about money and bills. Let's come back and say, where do you leak your energy? How do you get it back so that you're vital and free and nourished and you're making those decisions all the time?
Yeah. What are some steps we can take to rebuild or strengthen our chi? Most of us have never learned that. Let's face it. We learned a lot about EFT, but we didn't learn how to restore or strengthen or rebuild chi. But now we're learning. So what would you say are some of the steps? I didn't see. It was so seamless. Your course is so seamless that I didn't notice you were taking specific steps other than that you were having the awareness to target certain things with EFT that seemed to clear the chi. And I don't know whether you can even answer this question.
Yes.
But.
Well, I think you said the key word is an awareness, where when we're so focused on, you know, somebody listening is getting the kids to school and getting the dog to the vet and cleaning up and doing this, we're not aware of decisions we make, relationships we have, the food we're eating. We're not aware of what's a high chi activity and what is a low chi decision or activity. So awareness is a big part of the program where we say, tune into you and this person, this friend who you need to call. Do you feel good or bad? Do you feel light or heavy? What is it doing to you? And are you even aware of it? Because I'm afraid so many of us are unconsciously moving through life with decisions that aren't good for us, or we'd rather not say no, so we say yes. And we end up piling on a million decisions during a week or a month that are not good for our vitality. And I want everyone to be able to access the vitality that is there. It's inside of us. It's our core. It's our resource. We're not getting it from outside of ourselves, but everybody keeps running around trying to get it from outside of ourselves. You know, go eat the red goji berries and go do this and go do that. No, we've got to be quiet enough and still enough to know that this decision I just made actually had the effect of draining my chi. Now I know it. Now I need to do something different. Oh, I didn't realize that worrying 24/7, wasn't even aware I was doing that, drains me. Rick and I have a great segment about worry that we're talking about in the emotional segment. Relationship.
Yeah,
we do have a whole segment on abundance about the high chi or low chi feelings and thoughts and scarcity mentality is low chi. It brings you down. You know, we could use really funny language. Does it bring you up or bring you down? Is it good or is it bad? So the steps are you even willing to be aware in your life of what takes you in the right direction towards a sense of vitality and health and presence, and what takes you in the wrong direction? Wrong direction meaning anything that drains your chi, right?
Yep. I think that people get afraid that they're going to be deprived of something that they feel is essential. They're not, but I think they're afraid of that. I think, for example, if you said, let's see what about a certain relationship that you're having trouble with in family, say, and they are afraid to do that because, what are they going to do? Leave that person forever? Never speak to them again? It could be disastrous. That is not the angle. You're not going to. They're looking from the outside. What do you do on the outside to a relationship? Right. Not what do you do in the inside of you so that you can cope totally differently. And I think the coping totally differently is what
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point, Pat, because we would never recommend anybody leave a relationship anyway. It's just not our job to do that. But the awareness allows you to see the leaks, see what you're doing with your thoughts and your feelings that are disrespectful of you. You can change that equation internally, which I had to do this summer in August with an alcoholic family member. And my chi is great around it because I feel protected, I feel strong, and I'm not after that person to get sober. That's one of the things I had to stop doing, pointing it out, recommending. She's in deep trouble, and I'm not, for 30 years I've talked about it, I'm done. But I'm done in a way that's loving. I'm done in a way where I protect myself. I'm done in a way where she cannot come to my home for dinner after drinking. It's not going to happen, but I'm not, you know, I don't have to push about it anymore. So my chi around that relationship is totally different because I had to look at all the pieces internally. So it's about, it's also about strengthening boundaries around chi. You know, there's a noise level. I live in New York City. There's a noise level in New York City that could drain your chi in about 10 minutes. And at we have put in new windows in the office that are double paned. I feel different.
Oh.
I walk in the office and physically I'm different. But Pat, admitting isn't the right word. I wasn't conscious of the daily stress and strain on me of the noise outside. Is it perfect
now?
No.
If it's much constant,
better.
I don't think you have anything to compare it with. And you probably didn't know that it happened. You were so used to it.
But there's an example in the physical body where you're not even aware that you're a little frazzled. You're not even aware that you're a little on edge. And then you don't get up in time, so you don't have what you needed for breakfast. And then you don't, all these little things. So we're asking people, really, Rick and Leslie and I in the program, we're asking people to honor yourself so deeply that the first step is to go inside and answer the questions. Is this behavior, is this food, is this relationship, is this place I'm going to, is it good for my chi? Or is it not good for my chi? Do I feel higher energy and that feeling of yes that I love so much? Or am I finding myself limited and cramped in this job, this relationship? Now, of course, we never recommend you leave a job either. That's not the point. The point is if you're not aware of it, you can't do anything to protect yourself while you're there.
While you're there. That's
right?
Exactly.
So don't
it.
Leave the job. Don't leave the relationship. Don't leave the friendship. Don't stop eating chocolate for the rest of your life. I'll never stop eating chocolate. But how about taking a look at how you eat it and that you eat it and when you eat it and how slowly or quickly, you know, what we're doing in our culture, Pat, everybody is inhaling their food and they're not even tasting it. And I'm raising my hand. I'm one of those too, right? So it's really helpful to get your boundaries back into your focus. Your boundaries around, we have a whole module on spirituality and what does that mean to you and where have you abandoned it and where do you think it's left you and what do you need to do to help you feel connected to anything that feels like a source for you. And if that's not good for you, leave it. Don't even listen to that module. There's 7 modules. But it's something to explore, and we found people really liking the gentleness of the exploration. They felt they could go to these places they haven't been before.
Because they were not blaming themselves. They were not tearing themselves to pieces because they had the problem. That's what people do.
Yeah.
They're so down on themselves. They're so self-condemning. Who wants to be self-condemning? Nobody does. But they think, just don't look at it, and you won't condemn yourself. That doesn't work. That's the wrong approach.
Mm-hmm. Then we're running faster and faster. And, you know, someone said to me the other day, both phones are ringing. I said, what do you mean both phones are ringing? That is someone who is not stopping long enough to feel quiet. And if you can't stop long enough to feel quiet, we would just recommend take a look at that. What is scary or threatening about being in peace and quiet? You know, I make myself now, I have some practices. I don't do my Qigong anymore. I needed to take a break. But I do tapping and meditation every day, rain or shine, because I was getting away with not doing it, meaning I would do it with clients and I would, you know, do a little bit here and there. It's not good enough. I'm telling my clients to do tapping every day. I'm going to do my practice of tapping, but I also need the quiet. I need the non-monkey mind. Now, sure, my mind goes a little all over the place when I meditate, so then I come back. I've learned how to help that, and it's really, really good for me, but I understand how it can fall off the list. I understand how you can fall off your own to-do list, and, you know, after years of doing that, you start to get inspired to say, I'm not doing that anymore. I want my chi to be healthy and vibrant. Rick gives this great story in the program about, you know, a stream near the mountains where he lives in North Carolina, and just how that stream is nourishing everything, and how we get away from that, how we don't nourish ourselves in conversation. What about sometimes we, you know, you go through a day and you think the conversations you've had are negative and judgmental and not very productive, and it's not feeding you. I was just on a vacation, Pat, very, very lucky to be in Salzburg, and Mozart is without a doubt my favorite composer in the world. And just going to the Mozart Museum and putting the headphones on, I literally transported me to another world. And the reminder was, music, I do not have enough music in my life, and I grew up with music, and I grew up singing and playing the piano and the guitar, and I haven't made space for that. So that was an aha after we've recorded the program, after we've done the web, you know, it was a wonderful, well, what do you know? I've got to have more music in my life, and I've let it slip off my list of high chi activities. It was just a good awareness. It wasn't a chance to hurt myself or to be critical. It was just, isn't that interesting? I've got to put that back in.
Well, you know what you're doing essentially here is a life change way of being. It's bigger than just targeting this little brush fire and trying to put out that little brush fire.
Yes.
Big. Mm-hmm. It's saying, wait a minute, you can do much better than this. You can do some amazing things if you will look at the bigger picture and start moving the chi, because that's where magic happens. That is where miracles come, ultimately. It comes from those life changes and the peace that you're finding inside. And I think that I'm going to ask you if you would do something for us, and that is, on this call, everybody has leakages in their chi. Everybody has not wanted to look at them, I can guarantee, because of their fear of their own self tearing themselves to pieces for them, which they do not do at all in this program. Could you lead us through an exercise to release an emotion that, you know, from having observed so many people, drains our chi?
Yes, would love to. Before I do that, I want to tell another brief story of an aha that was so, you know, it wasn't life-shattering or changing, but it has changed my energy levels. I am on too many people's email lists about, you know, listen to this program, listen to this webinar, listen to this, and I just go through, I don't listen to any of them, but I'm afraid to get off the list because I have that terrible funny disease they call FOMO, fear of missing out. So I'm so afraid of missing out that I don't delete these emails. So then before you know it, my inbox is up to 2,000 emails, and that, unconsciously, because it's in the background, drains my energy system. So what I did 2 weeks ago, it was one of the benefits of doing these recordings and really getting a hold of my own life in this way. I went through and I deleted 600 emails. So what I had to do was look at the email and make a high chi decision, which is, I'm never going to listen to this guy who, frankly, I heard him once and I don't feel drawn to his work. He's not my teacher, and I'm not going to miss anything. What, I'm not going to miss it. Delete. Go to the next one.
Yeah.
And when I got rid of 500 emails, Pat, I was breathing differently.
Oh,
it was like,
isn't that
beautiful? And these are the things in our life. Again, it's not that we don't want to look at trauma and childhood issues and the big deal issues, but you need to often go to a private practitioner for that because you need the extra set of eyes. So it's not that we're saying don't do that. We're saying do that and don't just do a one-off trauma treatment with someone. Go ahead and make these lifestyle, that's a great word you said, Pat, for it. Make these lifestyle changes.
Yep.
We're not saying to get rid of anybody. You can get rid of emails, but we're not saying to get rid of anybody, rid of a job, rid of whatever. But try to bring into your life things that are more joyful. And try to curb the activities that you know drain you. Try to.
Yeah, and you do know it. You just haven't wanted to say it.
Yeah. Right. So as for a demo, let's see. Now, we could always, of course, do worry because that works all the time. We could do disappointment. We could do resentment. There's so many. Guilt is a huge one we could do where we're not even aware. I'm trying to think, Pat, you know your group better.
I don't know everybody in this group. It's too big. I mean, you'd have to have a little manageable classroom to know everybody in a group. But
I have an idea.
What is it?
I'm going to not do the emotion yet. I'm going to do the fact that human beings unwittingly leak their energy, and I'm just going to own it so that we can say, and I deeply and completely accept myself anyway. And I think it would be a loving place
very
to start
broad
for people,
and wonderful
right?
and start. I love it.
Okay, so let's do that. So, Pat, you're going to be my echo, and everybody behind your mute buttons, please go ahead and do your tapping with me. So I'm presuming everybody on the call knows the tapping, so we'll start on the karate chop point, and, Pat, repeat after me.
Carol, let me just say to them, if by any chance they're new to EFT and they don't know the tapping point, stick with the karate chop spot the whole time. And that's on the side of the hand between the base knuckle of the pinky and the wrist bone. And that's all you have to know. Keep there. If you don't know it or if you forget it, just stay with the karate chop spot. It alone is very, very powerful. Do you agree with that?
Good idea. Great idea. So we don't have to spend too much time
knowing exactly where you have to go. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to be sure. We're always getting new people, and they sometimes can feel a little floundered. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. So what I would say is we all leak our energy, and for some of you, you're saying, oh, yes, I know that. I've known it for years. Great. Let's talk about it in this very appreciative, loving, compassionate way about ourselves, that we leak our energy sometimes because we're afraid to be present. And I'm not even going to measure it, Pat. Those of you who are, basic EFTers, we're supposed to get the feeling and measure it. I don't feel like doing that right now. We're going to just do a basic tapping round.
Mm-hmm.
And when you check back in, what you're going to just check back in with is your heart, your feeling. How are you doing? We're not going to check on a number, is it higher or lower, or anything like that. So, Pat, follow along with me. Karate chop. Even though I tend to leak my energy out of my body.
Even though I tend to leak my energy out of my body.
And out of my mind.
And out of my mind.
I accept who I am and how I feel about it.
I accept who I am and how I feel about it.
Even though I didn't realize how much I was leaking my chi energy.
Even though I didn't realize how much I was leaking my chi energy.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I know it's time to start paying attention to this process.
Even though I know it's time to start paying attention to this, I have that much sense.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Then we go to the eyebrow point, or those of you who don't know how, just stay on the karate chop. I have all this leaking energy.
I have all this leaking energy. No wonder I feel exhausted.
Side of the eye. And I haven't been paying attention.
And I haven't been paying attention to the leaking energy. I just see this end product.
Under the eye. I've been afraid to be present with my own feeling.
I've been afraid to be present with my own feeling. Mm-hmm.
Under the nose. So when I'm afraid to be present, I let my energy leak.
So when I'm afraid to be present, I let my energy leak.
Chin. No wonder I don't feel vital.
No wonder I don't feel vital.
Collarbone. I've been letting my energy leak out.
I've been letting my energy leak out.
Under the arm. I've been afraid to be present with my emotions and my conflicts.
I've been afraid to be present with my emotions and my conflicts.
Top of the head. I've been afraid to be present with myself.
I've been afraid to be present with myself.
Now, I'm going to go around again. I often do, so everyone just go back to the eyebrow. What if I could be present with my emotions?
What if I could be present with my emotions?
Side of the eye, and validate how I feel and who I am.
And validate how I feel and who I am.
Under the eye, maybe that would stop some of the leaking.
Maybe that would stop some of the leaking.
Under the nose, I deserve to have vitality in my life.
I deserve to have vitality in my life.
Chin, and I want to be more centered and present.
And I want to be more centered and present.
Collarbone, I used to be afraid to be present.
I used to be afraid to be present.
Under the arm, but now I can honor and validate my emotions.
But now I can honor and validate my emotions.
Top of the head, and I feel more empowered already.
I feel more empowered already.
Good. Then everyone take a deep breath. But it's an example of not measuring before and after, but just how are you feeling with that, what we said, the information we talked about.
I feel good. Mm-hmm. Carol, I do feel different. I really feel a kind of a nice honoring of my own rights. It mm-hmm. isn't as formal as that. But that's what mm-hmm. I'm doing. I kind of enjoying Pat and some of the things that she wants to say out to the world. Hey, look,
nice.
This is what
nice.
I feel.
Nice. Yeah. And that had an effect. I was changing the phrases based on kind of information I was getting, you know, about myself, too, that what you and I, Pat, for 20 years have loved about EFT anyway is the phrase that says, I deeply and completely love and accept myself, because
mm-hmm.
the validation of our feelings, the honoring of where we are, even if it's in a dark place or a hurt place or a resentful place, that's where the healing is. Yes, they've done studies that tapping on acupuncture points calms down the fight or flight response in the brain. We know that now. We don't have to take the word of thousands of people who've done the treatment. They've actually done the studies now.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you evaluate and, you know, give credit to that phrase, I deeply and completely love and accept myself? It's so powerful. And all we're doing here is saying, you know what, I haven't been minding the store. I have not been paying attention. I've been taking
yep.
care of everybody else. I'm a caretaker. I got two new nieces and nephews. I got one being born next Monday. And I'm a caretaker, and I've got to have balance in my life. High chi, when you have high chi, you have balance. When you have high chi, you have energy. When you have high chi, you are joyful and not guilt-ridden. Oh, please, could we all get rid of all that guilt and regret?
Yep.
When you have high chi, you have resolved maybe an old issue, an old emotional issue with someone that you don't need to chew on anymore. It's over. Let it go. Let it go at the door and move forward in your life. So it, you know, the process is the same about releasing what's blocking your path, but the idea of this entirety of your body, mind, and soul having high chi is what is so important and what really made the three of us doing this product feel so different afterwards. It was so cute when we talked about it because, hey, you didn't tell me that. Hey, I didn't tell you that. Hey, it was such a fun discovery because we didn't expect it. We thought we were just doing a project. You know, we were giving of ourselves and doing this wonderful thing, but to have such an emotional, personal response as well was just a bonus, an enormous bonus.
It was. It was a revelation, and you needed it right then and there because you had to know what you're bringing to other people. I mean, if you're bringing a product, you got to know what you're giving, and you were giving something priceless. It truly is priceless, and I think that this is what I responded to almost immediately when I started to listen to the recording. I saw that it was not the same. I know it is the same tapping. We know that. And some of the same old hat issues.
Mm-hmm.
But the feeling was different. And the ambition, very ambitious product.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very ambitious undertaking to change someone's life so that it has a different tenor, a different vibration, a different feeling. And this is what it does, which brings me to something, Carol. We're going to go on, and maybe we could even inveigle you into another situation, I don't know yet, but where you could lead us in one of these wonderful tapping. But until we do, I think what I'd like to do now is tell people about your product. We've been referring to it. It is quite amazing. And I want you to have a chance, and you're very articulate about your own work, which is wonderful. Some people are not, and we don't know why, but that's their problem. But the point is that you could tell us all about it and know that the people here would hear it, and then we can relax and continue with our discussion. And continue with maybe even another demo. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not going to presume.
I'd love to. I love doing the demos, Pat. I love working with that. So the product is called High Chi, How to Harness Your Life Force Energy for Health, Wealth, and Happiness. And harness was a word we really took some time to figure that out. What do we want to do? We don't just want people to have higher chi. We want you to be able to move it towards what you want in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the title, High Chi,
yeah.
How to Harness your Life Force
Energy. How to direct it where you want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So we have an intro model, which is very important, where the three of us talk about how did we get to this place now? So Rick Wilkes and Leslie Velios and myself, how did we get here? Why is this topic of interest to us? So I found the introduction very important, very interesting. Our histories, why we care, and the orientation and the development of the idea and the definition. Then we immediately have a physical, high chi in your physicality. We have a module about that. We have a module, High Chi in Your Emotions. So how do your emotions, unexpressed emotions, hidden emotions, how do they affect your chi? What do they do? Do they trap it? Do they test it? Do they leak it? Whatever. So we do tapping rounds and all of this back and forth. So sometimes it's Rick and Leslie, Rick and me, Leslie and me, tapping back and forth. And it's wonderful to have a variety of voices.
We have a
relationship module. So taking a look, you know, being aware of your relationships, which relationships might be in a way contributing to a flattening or a dampening of your chi, and how, what do you do about it? Not leave it, but what are you going to do about that? How do you shift your chi, shift the questions you ask, shift the time you're with that person? What do you need to do? So it's really, again, we invite people into these conversations and really leave it open to you to decide what to do, but we give you ideas and tips and things that we've done that have been successful. Mm-hmm. So relationships, then we have a module on abundance and really raising your vibration, and how, as you know from my abundance work, how people so get caught, they get caught in the wrong whirlpool around abundance. They get caught in trying hard not to feel negative. They get caught in trying hard not to do something, and they don't raise their vibration about the topic and about financial abundance and about abundance and generosity. So we talk about that. That's maybe my favorite module. And then we have a spiritual module, sort of talk about our different come froms, when we're all very different about that, and what could help us, could not help us around our chi, around our life force energy. And then we have a closing, a seventh module, where we close and talk, sort of wrap up, but it's very important. I do not miss, everybody, don't skip number one and number seven. I think they really are the bookends to this program that are really important. But if you don't feel like listening to the relationship one yet, then you listen to the physical one. You can, you know, module 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, they're interchangeable. You could listen to the one about abundance first. You could listen to then the relationship one. The point is, it's in these bite-sized chunks. You know, it's in these modules, so it's not a five-hour program that you have to press pause. It's like, it's these seven different modules. And as I say, it, all three of us recording it, we all work on ourselves nonstop. Rick, Leslie, and I are, we really work on ourselves. But we really had a profound result from doing the program with each other, which was wonderful.
I bet you did.
You know, yeah. For me, it really shored up my inspiration and my need to take care of myself, and not just in the big ways, but what about the little ways? Sometimes it's the minutes of your day, not the hours, that you really need to pay attention to. So it was exhilarating, and we just felt so good about the product. And what we're doing, so we only had it open to our list last week the first time, and then we've opened it up for your list, Pat, and we're not, this is not on Facebook, this is not with other people, this is not with other affiliates, this is not a big sale going on. We're doing 3 days with you, Pat, and it's half, the product itself is half price, plus we put 5 extra bonuses in there, a wonderful stress relief track with Rick, and a wonderful weight loss one with Leslie, and me, and my energy of money, and Afraid to Shine. So there are 5 extra bonuses in it. So the, you know, the whole thing is worth $390-something. And for 3 days. So if you bought the product separately, you'd pay $395 or $394 for 3 days for Pat Carrington's group till Thursday at midnight. And this is a hard stop. We're not going to do that thing where people open it up. Oh, we heard your calls. We're going to leave it open for 3 days, 3 more days. No, we're not. Thursday is the limit, and it's $97. And we've also opened up, this was Rick's brilliant idea, a 3-pay option. So for those of you that 97 stretches the bank just too much and the credit card too much, you pay 3 months, $33, and still get the program.
Yeah,
so that was
superb.
That was a great idea.
It's superb.
So that's really the description of the program, and as I say, we are happy as a happy as three little clams with it.
So where do they go? Let's give them some practicality.
Thank you. www.carollook.com/HIGHCHI HIGHCHI. The two words together.
Mm-hmm.
High chi, HIGHCHI, and then you're supposed to put a / at the end of those words. So carollook.com/high chi/. No other hyphens, no other dots, no nothing. So you can go there and
way,
all
Carol,
about it.
Look, mm-hmm. I just want to mention, because this is something I made a mistake on myself in the beginning. Carol Look, when you put, don't put a space between Carol and Look. There are two L's again, next to each other,
yeah.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I just want to comment on that.
Yes, Yes, so www.carollook.com/Hai Chi. And check it out. Go to the page and check out what we're talking about with the balance and the vitality and how we leak and whether this is good for you. So it's got to be a yes for you. That's what's been one of the wonderful things about the work we've all done, is that if someone doesn't want to buy a product of mine, I have no pressure. I don't care. I've done my abundance work. It doesn't matter. You know, I want it to be a yes for you, and if it's not, then it's not good for me either. So read about it. So we've done an extensive sales page so you, with information. So you can really
read
it, feel it. Feel it in your chi. Feel it in your body and mind. Is this right for you? Is this really a good idea? So carollook.com/Hai Chi.
It's really groundbreaking, because where you're going with this, not the tapping is not groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. It is the focus of the program, the comprehensiveness. The life importance of this program. It's a philosophy in itself, and it's one that is really beautiful, beautifully worked out. I just was overwhelmed. I didn't expect
it. I love hearing your response. When you first wrote me, you said, oh, my, this is great. So that was really fun, Pat, because I just respect your opinion about all this, because you've done it all, seen it all, tapped it all, and it really focus is a good word for it, because I would say something that's been happening to me over the years is becoming more focused, needing to be more focused, understanding how important that clarity is in my life professionally as well as personally. I'm juggling, I'm spinning a lot of plates with my family, my business, my life, my health, and I need focus. And this program also helped me further focus priorities, vitality, presence, am I being present? All of that was so useful to me, and it's something that I and the other authors, creators have certainly been working towards. So, and it was just a pleasure to work with other Hai Chi people too, by the way. Leslie and Rick are very Hai Chi people. High energy and joyful, and you've known Rick forever, just joyful and high integrity. So that was, you know, obviously I don't do projects with people who aren't that way, but it was sure pleasant to be in their vicinity energetically, in their energetic neighborhoods.
So what I would love, and I know everybody is waiting for it, is one more. I'm pleading for my group. Pleading on behalf, can we have one more example? And before you do that, just repeat again for those who didn't have a pencil or some pen or something like that before, what that URL, what that website is simple enough. Carollook, all one word, there's no spaces in it. Mm-hmm. Carollook. It goes, finish it off for me, I'm not wrong.
www.carollook.com/Hai Chi, Highchi, and with a forward slash, you'll get right to the page, read all about it, and see if you respond to it. We really want people to respond. That's what this is about. We're asking you to respond to your body and your mind and your spirit and your vitality. Respond. Pay attention to what response you have, and then that becomes information for you. So carollook.com/Hai Chi, ending with a forward slash. You'll still get there with ending with Hai Chi. So, Pat, I would like to talk about clarity in this next tapping sequence, and I'll tell you why. This is a big part of the coaching method I do, the Yes Code. People are shockingly, to me, even though I was too, shockingly afraid to be clear. There's something about being
clear.
Wow,
what a statement. Right? That's interesting, yes.
Right, that then makes them feel compelled to do something, or they just get afraid to be clear, so they stay in this stuck place, and they stay in an emotional place that's not good for them. It's maybe treading water, because there's something that feels emotionally threatening about being definitive and clear. And maybe it's history, maybe it's their family, maybe it's their boss. It doesn't matter. The point is, I've seen it so many times now. I know that a high percentage of the population is afraid of being clear. So that's what I'd like to be our target with tapping. And this time we will
do
a number. We will do a number. So let's say that our tapping target is I'm afraid to be clear. Now, each of you have an about what? About your job, about your marriage, about the dog, about your book you're writing, about the project you're working on, about your health. Each of you has a particular area in your life, and I'd prefer that you pick one.
Okay.
So I'm afraid to be clear, and then you fill in the blank about this decision, okay? Get your number, 0 to 10. How afraid are you to really be definitive and clear? How high is that? 10 would be the highest fear, like, wow. Some of you are right now are saying, I didn't even know. I hadn't even explored that option. That's all right. Get your number. We'll go tappity-tap with Pat as the echo, and then we'll see how you feel afterwards, the number, and I'll give you some homework to do before we end.
And Pat can tap with her own issue.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, everybody
absolutely
does here.
Yes, okay. So, Pat, karate chop point. Even though I'm surprisingly afraid to be clear.
Even though I'm surprisingly afraid to be clear on this.
I didn't know it was so scary.
I didn't know it was so scary.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm afraid to be clear about this issue.
Even though I'm afraid to be clear about this issue.
I'm afraid of the consequences.
I'm afraid of the consequences.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
Even though I'm afraid to be clear about this particular issue.
Even though I'm afraid to be clear about this particular issue.
I'm worried about the consequences.
I'm worried about the consequences.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Eyebrow point. I didn't realize I was afraid to be clear.
I didn't realize I was afraid to be clear about this.
Side of the eye. I'm really worried about being clear.
I'm really worried about being clear.
Under the eye. I'm afraid to be clear.
I'm afraid to be clear.
Under the nose, I'm worried about possible consequences.
I'm worried about possible consequences.
Chin point, no wonder I sabotage my success.
No wonder I sabotage myself.
Collarbone, I'm afraid to be clear.
I'm afraid to be clear.
Under the arm, I'm afraid to be clear.
I'm afraid to be clear about this.
Top of that, I'm afraid of what might happen.
I'm afraid of what might happen.
And we'll go around again. I love doing that. Eyebrow point. But I appreciate my need to be clear.
But I do appreciate my need to be clear.
Side of the eye. I respect that I have all these feelings about it.
I respect I have all these feelings about it.
Under the eye. I respect my fear.
I respect my fear.
Under the nose, I even respect the consequences.
I even respect the consequences.
Chin point, I want to be aligned with my own clarity.
I want to be aligned with my own clarity.
Collarbone, I know it's better to honor my own clarity.
I know it's better to honor my own clarity.
Under the arm, and I can release that fear of being clear.
And I can release that fear of being clear.
Top of the head, and I choose to honor all my feelings about this issue.
I choose to honor all my feelings about this issue.
Good. Deep breath, everybody. Take a deep breath, and then we go back to the original target statement. I'm afraid to be clear about this issue. All of you had your own particular part in your life where that was an issue for you. How's the fear now? You go back in, check it out. Maybe something else came up. a particular angle about your life came up that surprised you. Maybe the fear is just down a few notches, so that feels better, and you feel more inspired to move forward. We do sabotage ourselves when we don't want to be clear, Pat. That's one thing I know for sure.
Yeah, of course. Okay. What are you going to do? You've got to get out of it somehow.
How did that feel to you, just the way we
talked
about it?
I felt it was very strengthening. I felt I've got to do it again. I'm going to continue on my own. But I want to say that I feel that it is very enlightening to see the need for clarity here. You would think that this is a wonderful opportunity and I should be absolutely happy that I have been selected, whatever way you want to call it, cosmically, for this opportunity. I should be grateful. I am grateful. But I can tell you that there is a fear of the consequences. Mm. And it's big. And I have to deal with that, and I will. I mean, you can deal with something when you know what it is. So I feel a lot of importance in having a lot of clarity already in having admitted that it's a problem.
Yes.
I didn't realize.
Yes. Well, that idea of being afraid to be clear, if we're too afraid to be clear, we can't even go and explore it. So if we're too afraid, you know, to do something about our body, our spirit, our mind, our relationship, we don't go near it. We avoid it. And just owning and saying, I didn't realize that clarity is the issue. I'm afraid of clarity because from clarity comes behavior and action steps, and maybe that scares me. Even that can be healing in the moment. So homework-wise, what I would recommend for you, Pat, and for everybody, and for myself, is you keep doing that, because even if you get a few notches down, let's say you started at a 7 or an 8, if you get your fear of being clear down to a 5, you are vibrating at a whole different level. If you get it down to a 4, you will make different decisions this evening. And so we don't always go from an 8 to a 0. Don't look for that. Don't, you know, it's not a problem. But if you can keep working on the issue and the little side branches that make you afraid to be clear, the whole picture changes. You put a different frame around it. The color's different. We go from watercolor to oil painting. Everything changes about the scenario, and then we start feeling strengthened and empowered and inspired, and we understand that our good, clear choices are, in fact, good and clear for other people. We're not hurting anybody by being clear. We're not doing anything bad by being clear. We're honoring our alignment with emotions, with decisions, with whatever kind of spiritual guidance we have. We're just honoring all of that. So that's another angle some of you may need to tap on, any guilt you have, because sometimes being really clear makes you more successful, and sometimes people feel guilty about that.
That's
so that's one of my
wonderful
favorite topics.
It is a wonderful topic. Clarity
topic.
Tapping. Yep.
Yes.
Clarity
yes.
Tapping. Oh, boy.
That's what I do in my coaching. So, Pat, I think those were good exercises for people that they can do homework on, and they can continue. Like many people will tell you that it brought up a different angle that we didn't even think of. That's what's so expansive about it.
Mm-hmm.
It brings up something in another person's life that is not what comes up in my life, and that's, you know, wonderful, the differences that we all have. So then go ahead and follow that lead. Follow that clue to what's blocking you from having high chi. What is blocking you from being the vital, present, energetic person you can be? What is it?
Yeah, and it prevents you from settling. You tend to settle for a lot less than you can be.
Yes.
We all do that. I mean, we're in order to calm ourselves and not blame ourselves, we say, well, you can't. This is the best I can do. It's not the best you can do. It just is the best you've been doing. But that's true. So I think that is stunning. I really do. And I thank you personally.
One of my favorites.
And
okay,
you've been wonderful to do two of these. I hope that I know everybody here got something very important from one or both of these tapping sequences. They're just that new. They're just that targeted that they can bring you to a new place. That's wonderful, Carl.
Great.
And
great.
I certainly thank you. And,
thank you, Pat. I love your group. Your group is always very responsive. And
yeah,
really
I feel them. I feel them right now. I can feel their response. That's great. And there's going to be, if anyone wants to go through these exercises again, I wouldn't mind doing it myself. There is going to be a replay, and you can reach the replay either by telephone or by internet, either way, which you prefer. I will send you the way to do it. You'll be getting that in your email. So that event, well, the event ID, I see it already up here. I suppose I could give it to you, but you wouldn't know how to handle it, how to get to it. But I'm going to give you that we're on Instant Teleseminar, the event recording. And the event you're going to want to listen to and download if you would like, which is today's event, is 10187417. That's 10187417. That's right. That is what they, because when you call up or you dial in, a man or a woman comes on the phone and says, give me the event recording, because you don't want to hear somebody else's event. And you use this number to identify what we've just done. So that you can do. But I think you're going to get it. If you registered, and if you didn't register, you can still register. Write to me. And I will have my assistant help me explain to you how to do it. Very simple.
Great.
I thank you, Carol, so much. I'd like to capture you, never let you go from here, but I can't do it. And
thank
besides,
you,
that would take away your freedom. Okay.
Thank you, Pat. Wonderful
All
being
right.
with you and talking with you. Thanks, everybody. Right. Hope you enjoyed the tapping.
Yes, I'm sure they did. All right. Goodbye now.
Bye. Bye.